We begin with Malcolm James. JT, why not let the beast Latavius Murray run the rock? This could be the best running back move. Well, Malcolm, we're getting a lot of this. There's a lot of Latavius fans out there, and from what we saw in the preseason, he's got a bright future ahead for the Silver and Black, but I'm just doing this from week to week and trying to build off what we saw the week before, and Darren McFadden was running like a beast. He was hitting the holes. The holes were a little bit bigger. He was making plays, and in the few touches that MJD had, it was good to see some explosive plays from the running back position. So as much as we'd like to see Latavius get the ball a little bit more, I think in the future here, Coach Sparano is going to make sure that Darren McFadden continues to get the football, run downhill with him, and hope they continue to move the chains. Our next question comes in from Christopher England. What do you think the Raiders can do improvement-wise to help the defense out? Well, the defense has been a mystery to me all season long. I'd like the defense to play with more consistency. Now, we know that the linebacker position has been derailed by injuries. It's always the next man up. And when Tyvon Branch went out with his leadership at safety, that there could be a problem or two there. But I think this comes down to the pass rush. The Raiders have only 5 quarterback sacks this year, and they brought in Woodley and Tuck to make plays and to be dominant at that position. Justin Tuck was banged up in the last game. I was happy to see that he came out of the locker room and got back on the field and made a couple of big plays in the second half of the game. But Jason Tarver wants the pass rush to take care of itself so the linebackers and the cornerbacks and safeties can eventually blitz and make more plays. If the defensive line lives up to the hype and their expectations, I think that the Raiders will have more success on defense. Jack Vitt asks, JT, is Carr the rookie of the year? Well, Jack, I don't give out trophies after the first quarter of the season, but I think Derek Carr clearly is the rookie of the year at this point in the season. He has more touchdowns than any rookie who has ever played through 5 games. So that's a great start for him. And you know what I love about it? When he got taken off the field in London, I didn't expect him to be back after the bye week. I thought that the Raiders might shut him down to make sure that he was completely 100% healthy. And Carr wanted to get back on the field, had a great week of practice coming off the bye week, and was outstanding in that game with 4 touchdowns. He'd like to take back that pick on the last drive, but that's a rookie mistake. So no doubt, other teams have other rookies who are stepping up and playing well. But just remember this. Troy Aikman's a Hall of Famer. In his first season, the Cowboys went 1-15. And Peyton Manning, as a rookie with the Indianapolis Colts, broke the rookie interception record that still stands today. So it's great when a player gets awards at the end of the season. But Derek Carr will be judged as a Raider quarterback for the amount of wins that he has, especially wins in the postseason, and hopefully eventually leading the Raiders to a Super Bowl victory. Hey, keep the questions coming on Twitter, at Raiders, on Facebook, on the Raiders Facebook page. Just make sure you include the hashtag AskJT.